Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Pat Rivers, and in this segment, our guests are from Buffalo, from VIA, Visually Impaired Advancement, a nonprofit rehabilitation and social services agency committed to people who are experiencing vision loss. Their mission, to assist people who are visually impaired to achieve their highest level of independence. And they have a big fundraiser happening next month called Dining in the Dark, at the Hyatt Regency, downtown Buffalo. Sounds intriguing. I'd like to welcome, joining us via the telephone, Ray Zielinski, Vision Education Specialist with VIA. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be part of the show.
How are things in Buffalo? You guys have a lot going on in your city there, really doing some fantastic things.
Yeah, we really do, especially building up the medical corridor and the waterfront. It's just a great place to be.
I'm due for a visit soon.
Love to have you.
Well, Ray, tell us about yourself, and what does a vision education specialist do at VIA?
That's a great question. So essentially, I'm a part of a couple of different departments. As my responsibilities in the rehab department, I work with youth and adults. Primarily the youth, I work with a program called READY. And what that does is allow for families with visually impaired children to go out and experience activities as a family. So we provide the activity, we provide lunch, and if transportation is a barrier, we help to circumvent that as well. And our goal is to really get families out in the community doing activities that they can do as a family so their visually impaired children aren't doing anything separate from the family itself. So that includes parents, guardians, and then direct siblings. For adults, I work in training. So whether that be preparation for employment or academic instruction, if someone is attempting to learn new skills or trying to meet the bar for some evaluations that they're trying to take to get a job, I assist in that role as well. I work in development a big portion, and that is where I go out into the community and talk to various different organizations like social clubs, local employers, and basically, it's to raise awareness about who VIA, Visually Impaired Advancement, is, who we serve, and what we do as individuals who are visually impaired. VIA being an employer of visually impaired individuals, we really like to go out into the community and talk to folks about how that might be possible for their organization.
Wow, you're busy.
I am indeed.
Do you need help?
Sometimes I wonder.
What kind of qualifications to become a vision education specialist? Could somebody just come in and apply?
So essentially, what has to happen is a comprehension of a large amount of assistive technology. So I primarily work with screen readers, and that could be on the computer, that could be on a phone, a tablet, anything like that, because technology really is the way forward now. And screen readers will not only allow you to be independent in your daily life at home, but also that will allow you to advance professionally. So if you're looking into a career or a job or even school, if you're looking into higher education, technology is really the visually impaired individual's best friend these days. So a definite command of assistive technology, and then also being able to go out into the community and just talk with people, be a good presenter, be able to go out and have public speaking skills, being able to recognize networking events in your area that may make sense to the organization and its mission, and then go out and obtain connections and partnerships with individuals that can then turn around and benefit the agency in some way, whether that be supporting us for Dining in the Dark, our annual fundraiser, or whether that be supporting specific programming at VIA.
Wow, it sounds amazing. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, when someone loses sight, there's two different kinds. And I don't know too much about it. I'm not well versed in it. There's the sight that you lose at birth, so you've never been able to see. And then there's the older individuals that have seen and then lose it. I imagine that is the tougher of the two to deal with.
100%.
And how do you help those individuals who lose their sight later in life, either gradually or abruptly?
So primarily, we have to tackle the issue of getting them comfortable with who they are now. So life has changed, and sometimes it is drastic. Sometimes vision loss is sudden and complete. Other times, it's gradual and progressive. So Somebody could lose their vision all at once or lose it over a period of time. And the period of time is obviously the easier to manage, both as the individual and a service provider, because that way we can prepare for the inevitability instead of being thrown into the inevitability and then having to work from the ground up there. The first thing is the adjustment counseling, making sure the individual is comfortable with who they are and understanding that just because life has changed, it's not over. Mm. Life didn't end. Life is just beginning maybe a new chapter. For an individual with vision loss, but there are many, many tools, many support systems, and many roads to success should somebody want to reach out and grab them.
I'm sure there's a lot of psychological implications that occur as well. I mean, we take it for granted that we can see, you know. I mean, it's one of our major senses, and to lose that can be just catastrophic mentally. Do you help them in the psychological area as well?
Well, that's exactly it. That's where we start.
Okay.
Yep, so we start with adjustment counseling, and that's where we would get the individual comfortable with who they are. Then after they have kind of come to terms with, okay, this is going to be my life going forward, I'm not going to sit on my couch and just allow that negative feeling to consume me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pursue various different avenues, whether that be job seeking, whether that be education, now that vision loss has created a new avenue to education, and be able to then understand that, okay, I have lost vision, I have routes to success, I just need to reach out to these individuals and support me along that journey. Whether it takes 1, 2, 3 years, that's fine. Just allowing the individual to take their time and understand who they are so they can be successful.
This is kind of an aside question. Maybe you can answer it, maybe you can't. What do you find the main causes for people losing their sight later in life to be?
Diabetes is very high on that list. Diabetic retinopathy.
That's what I suspected.
It's definitely very high. Yeah, and for the older ages, macular degeneration is very, very common.
Is there any kind of medical cures that they have developed over the years to help prevent loss or to minimize it?
Minimize, yes. Prevent, no. So okay. We do have a low vision specialist here at VIA, Visually Impaired Advancement. Dr. Simmons is phenomenal at being able to evaluate individuals and understanding maybe they just need different contrast in the home or in the workplace. Maybe they need specific lenses, maybe they need specific magnification, and working to maximize their current vision is what we do. We do not improve upon the health of the eye or anything like that. We primarily focus on maximizing and making the most out of what you have.
All right. Speaking of maximizing, what advances, technological advances, I know you touched upon this, have been made in terms of Braille reading? In other words, there used to be a machine that you would type and you could type out the Braille into the paper. What are the technological advances the stages that we're at now? If you can enlighten us.
Oh, absolutely. Leaps and bounds. So, for instance, we now have, and this is the most advanced tool, a Bluetooth Braille display. So what happens is it's a little device. They come in various different cell sizes, so you can get 18 cells, 36 cell, 24 cell. And essentially what that means is the length of the line that you can read and the amount of information presented to you at once without scrolling.
Oh.
So you can pair that to a tablet, you can pair that to a phone, you can pair that to a computer, and you can even control that device with this Bluetooth Braille display. So essentially you could sit there with your phone in your shirt pocket or your pocket, have your earbuds in and your Braille display on your lap, and you're able to take notes at a conference, in a college lecture, high school, whatever it might be. And then be able to have that extremely portable. The Braille Note is another great tool, and what that does is all of that same functionality. You can pair it to a phone, a computer, you can control the devices with that, you can type in Braille, but also this is almost like a laptop now. Maybe about 9 inches long by about 6 inches deep, and maybe an inch and a half thick. So very light, very, very portable, but it has all of the different things that a laptop has access to. For instance, the internet, email, apps like YouTube, Spotify, the Google Suite. All of these things are now possible for a visually impaired individual to be integrated into a classroom or the workforce.
That is fascinating. I was wondering how in this technological age that we live in, how people with visual impairment are able to handle everything that we see on screens.
Yeah, exactly. And so through the use of those Braille devices, because maybe somebody might have an auditory issue on top of the vision.
Yeah.
So Braille would be, you know, the best source to receive information. And then individuals who have just vision loss may rely on screen magnification, or if they're total like myself, they would rely on screen reading software, and that could be something like JAWS, Job Access with Speech, and that gets installed on a Windows PC and just runs seamlessly in the background, and they're able to navigate the computer in its entirety.
Amazing. Sounds impressive.
Okay. Yes, indeed it is, and various different levels, depending on how far you want to take that and learn the assistive technology. That's where you can not only just gain employment, but be competitive. You know, you don't have to go in and just be a contact center agent. You could progress to manager, you know, with vision loss. The technology is really allowing for the possibilities of employment to really kind of skyrocket.
Yeah, it's true that when they say you lose one sense, like the you lose your sight, other senses become stronger and kind of take over. And this kind of plays into that.
Yeah, so absolutely. So hearing, obviously, would be a very good tool to utilize when you have vision loss. But what I like to say is that, you know, you have the same hearing that I do. It's just I'm forced to use it more and have that acute speciality with it. If I had vision and I were relying solely on my vision, I'm sure that I would learn different tips and tricks to, you know, keep things in the corner of my eye when I'm crossing a street, et cetera, and, you know, all those little things like that. Whereas my hearing, since I have to rely on that, I rely on echolocation. I rely on my surroundings, sound of environment, my sound of my parallel traffic, those types of things. So I think we're equipped with those senses, mm-hmm. but until you're forced to use one exclusively, I think that the ability to hear echolocation is still possible for sighted individuals.
Okay, Ray, we're doing good here on time. Let me just do a quick I got to do a quick break here for a second.
Sure.
You're listening to Rochester Speaks. My guest is Ray Zielinski, vision education specialist with VIA, V-I-A, VIA. Is it VIA? Is that how we pronounce it?
It is.
Okay, it's VIA. Okay, so let me do that again. You're listening to Rochester Speaks. My guest is Ray Zielinski, vision education specialist with VIA, Vision Impaired Advancement in Buffalo. Now, Ray, how far does VIA's reach go into Western New York?
We cover 7 counties in Western New York. So we cover Niagara County, Erie, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, Wyoming, Genesee, and Orleans. I know that we have had clients in the Allegheny area, and that would be probably about the extent.
Okay. The reason I ask is because we have an organization here similar to yours, ABVI, the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Is there any kind of collaboration that goes on between the two?
We have absolutely collaborated in projects in the past. As of something current, I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay. We're going to have ABVI on in a future show here soon. But the main reason is to talk about VIA in this segment, and a big benefit that you have not had in a couple of years because of COVID is returning. Dining in the dark. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And we are so excited to be able to hold this event back in person. It just continuously progressed into something that is quite gargantuan. So we sold out in 2019, 600 seats with no problem, filled the house. And essentially the whole point of the event is to allow individuals a glimpse into a visually impaired individual's life, and that's one aspect of that life. So eating a meal. We don't just sit you down at a table, slap a blindfold on you, put a plate of food in front of you and say, have at it. We have an individual up in the front of the room, one of our vision rehabilitation therapists, walking you through the different techniques on how to navigate the courses that are presented to you.
So we
allow for some structure there. Alongside that, we do have some great items for auction. We have a silent auction. We have a basket raffle. We have a wine wall. We have a booze barrel. We have live auctions as well for some more big ticket items like trips and things that the community has been extremely generous to be able to provide to us so that we can then pass on those things to the average consumer who that money that we raise does not go to admin. It does not go to paying the utilities here, it goes directly into programming. So all of the proceeds go directly into supporting any type of programming that we have here, whether that be youth or adult support groups or anything like that.
So you literally are dining blindfolded? Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, you are, with an individual coaching you through the different techniques on how to manage each course as it's presented to you.
That's very interesting. I think this sounds like a wonderful event. Not only it's like a hands-on, but you're really experiencing what a visually impaired person would experience in everyday life. Wow.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And that's the point. You know, we don't want individuals to sit down and say, oh, wow, you know, being visually impaired must be so horrible. And, oh, gosh, no, it's so terrible. I couldn't imagine losing my sight. No, it's more along the lines of allowing people to understand just one little facet of somebody's life. And then with the techniques that are provided to you by the individual up front, giving the direction, experience what it's like to circumvent vision loss, right? To allow yourself to experience techniques and strategic kind of approaches to how you would solve a particular problem with visual impairment, and that problem being eating a steak.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Dining in the Dark. It's Thursday, September 15th. 5:30 is the start time at the Hyatt Regency in Buffalo. Now, if anybody'd like to purchase tickets, I think they can go to your website, right?
Yes, they absolutely can. VIAWNY.org.
Okay.
/dining in the dark.
And then on that website, you can learn all about VIA in Buffalo and what they do and their services. Plenty of services. My goodness. We could easily go for another half hour.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. We have service. We serve individuals from, you know, birth all the way until over 100. Our oldest client is over 100 years old. We have services to cover all of those gaps. We go into the school systems. We approach with early education and all the way up through retirement.
Ray, we have just a few moments left. What would you like to add in our remaining moments?
I think that something that's kind of important for me personally is for individuals to understand that, especially on an employer side. So visually impaired individuals across the country, the national rate for visually impaired individuals, between 73 and 75% are unemployed.
Wow.
That is a staggering statistic. Yeah, exactly. Wow. And what I like to do is go out into the community and talk to employers about vision loss and understanding that there is technology and that someone who gets hired as a visually impaired individual is absolutely an asset to the workforce in one of many ways. Number one, tax break.
Yes.
People love to hear that. But also, an even more value is very, very low attrition rates. So individuals who have vision loss find it very difficult to get a job in the first place, hence that high unemployment rate. So when they get one, they sink their teeth into it. It doesn't just become a job, it becomes a career. And so at that point, I really hope that employers would start to reach out to us and just ask, hey, you know, we're looking to diversify our workforce a bit. Would it be possible for us to have a conversation? And then I'd be happy to go there and talk about all of the different technological solutions and the different types of behaviors and things that surround a visually impaired person's entry into the workforce.
That's fascinating. You're doing great work, Ray, you and everyone there at VIA, and we hope you can continue and that your Dining in the Dark is a success. I have a funny feeling it will be. After a two-year absence, everybody's just chomping to get back into it again.
Yes, absolutely. And hey, if you're in the area, we'd love to have you.
I'm due for a visit in Buffalo. I have friends that live there and I haven't been out there in a while. Maybe this would be a great excuse.
Absolutely.
Ray, thank you for taking the time to be with us. Ray Zielinski is a vision education specialist with VIA, Vision Impaired Advancement in Buffalo. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.